Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday, February the 2nd. How are you doing? And how is that coffee tasting on this fine Friday? Dave, how's the Friday going?
Yeah, it's Friday. It's a little warm out, 40 plus degrees, 50 today will happen. So I think all the snow is going to be gone.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be gone. Dude, I was going to ask you, what was the situation with the guy yesterday?
Dude, not much. So he came over, we had a pressure switch go out, and it's kind of finicky. So it kind of went out. So I had someone come and look at it, make sure it's that. We had no water pressure and came out. Well, they sent a water treatment guy for like the softener tank and stuff. So he came, and then they're like, well, we can send out a plumber too. I'm like, well, I probably won't go through you guys. He's like, it's free. We'll send him out. Guy was there for 3 hours just bullshitting.
What'd you guys talk about? Do you guys talk about conspiracies and shit? Because you always go down the rabbit hole with those people.
Not really. Actually, he pretty interesting guy, kind of jack of all trades. Plumber. Then he moved back, started his own repo business. So we're talking about that a bunch.
Okay.
Because I was like, dude, I looked into it. And it's not a bad, I don't think it's a bad hobby job. Because then he sold it and he made a bunch of money. And then he was telling me about his other hobbies. And
all right. So nothing that interesting then.
No.
I was thinking you were like, he got you going down the crazy rabbit holes. Because I know you've done that before. So.
Well, I did tell him at one point. I'm like, because we were talking about licenses and stuff like that. And I'm like, yeah, damn government. Don't trust any single one of them. And he's just like, I'm with you.
Nice. Nice. Well, and how was, I was going to ask to give the viewers, because we haven't done a stream like this on, we're on Rumble right now, right?
Yep.
Yeah, we haven't done a stream for a long time. And I guess an update on that, we are not really streaming anymore for a number of reasons. But we're only doing it on Fridays occasionally. So if you want to listen to the morning show still, that will be posted on Substack. zedmedia.substack.com, which apparently, according to Esme this morning, is having some issues as far as the live chat goes.
Well, dude, Rumble quit uploading videos.
Oh, really?
I think that was their push at the beginning of the year.
Wait, oh, so none of our videos have been on Rumble?
No, for the last month. So I think when the new year hit, I think they made that decision of we are going to make the push. Because there's a big like competing battle for the live streaming people.
Right.
And well, I think Kick will win. That one's tough to beat.
Unfortunately for Rumble, the numbers aren't accurate.
Yep. And they kind of tried to fix it.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. They kind of came out.
They actually acknowledged that the numbers were fluffed.
Yeah. And the way they said it, it was pretty politician-y, but they kind of said, let me look here. Cause there's a way to look now at the numbers that like, kind of like Twitter, you have the ones that, your click through rate almost. Of like, this is how many people that saw it.
Right. It's an impression, not a view. Someone scrolled past it. Someone logged into Rumble, saw that it was on the home screen. That counts as a view. That was not a view.
Yep.
Yeah. That was my biggest problem with Rumble. And the fact that unless you are one of these 10 creators or however many that they gave money to exclusively stream on Rumble, you're not making any money on Rumble.
Like, no,
you cannot run a business and have your show on Rumble.
No. And dude, unfortunately, Salty Cracker, man, got the just poop end of the stick.
Oh, yeah. That guy, he helped build that place.
Dude, yeah.
He brought his whole audience there, and he has a very devoted audience.
Yeah, like 25 to 30,000 live viewers. Like, legit.
Legit. Yep. Yeah.
And it's like, oh, dude, because it's like, how come you got to feed this guy, man? This guy is literally helping you.
Right.
He doesn't get a deal.
Well, yeah, we're getting way too off course here with this, but anyways, we're only streaming on Rumble occasionally, so it's the first time we've done this in a while. If you want the morning show still, we'll be doing that until the new baby comes, and I'm trying to get Megan to do a show here and there. She might do once or twice a week, because I will be not doing a morning show. Zeducation will still be up, but I will not be doing a morning show once the baby gets here. It's due mid-March. And if you're looking for videos, they're going to be on YouTube still. Unfortunately, that's just, Rumble kind of abandoned the whole, uploading other videos. And I think it had something to do with YouTube. I think YouTube is not allowing them to automatically be paired with the channels. At least that's what I saw their CEO post. Again, yeah, it kind of hurts creators like us because we're not going to sit and live stream our videos. This is not going to happen. So maybe we could do like a 24/7 live stream there, because we're going to do that on the second YouTube channel. But anyways, enough of that. More so, for those of you that are tuning in for the first time in a while, which I imagine is some of you on Rumble, I suppose, the book came out this week. The reviews are overwhelmingly positive. So thank you all for supporting it, for reviewing it, for all your kind words. I haven't seen anyone that is like, you know, meh. Everyone seems to have really liked the book, which is a really, really awesome thing to see. So if you have not yet, please go check it out. Yeah, there's 109 ratings on Amazon, which is insane.
Gotta keep the lights on here. You never know when the globalists are gonna come and shut us down.
Yep. But all right, let's move on to today's show. Birthdays, we had Elsa yesterday. Nobody today, and on Sunday is Mandy's birthday. So a huge shout out to Mandy. If you guys don't know Mandy, she keeps track of birthdays, locations. She's the one that if you want to get your birthday on the list or your name on the Zed member map, she is the one who has been taking care of that for however long we've been doing it. So huge shout out to Mandy. Been a big part of this community from the start. So happy birthday, Mandy. Hope it's a great one. Hope you, your husband, and your kids, you guys go do something fun. Get some dinner somewhere. Maybe catch an Avalanche game. I don't know. But happy birthday. And let's move on to our national holidays here. We got National Tater Tot Day. Bubblegum Day. Didn't we go through a phase, or didn't you do, wasn't there a thing where you blew a bubble and didn't you have to cut your hair or something?
I just remember.
I saw a video of a guy blowing a bubble. I was like, I remember doing that all the time.
Yeah. You know? I know. I saw someone come out and they're like, how come kids never blow bubbles anymore?
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah.
National Wear Red Day. National Heavenly Hash Day. What the hell? And National Groundhog Day. Is this the day that he's supposed to see a shadow?
I think so. But it ain't happening.
All right, let's get on to money here. So lots of giant reports yesterday. If you own Facebook, if you own Amazon, congratulations. Let me see. I think Amazon's up still. Amazon up 7%. Meta, Facebook up 17%. Oh my. And the other big one was Apple, which is down 3% this morning on bad guidance. But Facebook, they announced giant earnings. They announced a dividend. They announced a stock buyback. It was an absolute blowout quarter. So if you own those companies, you cashed. Basically, though, if you don't own, what the hell is going on here? If you don't own one of the Magnificent Seven, one of the big tech companies, you're probably losing money in the stock market this year and the last couple years. It's a very bizarre market. So yeah, we'll see. On this yesterday, leading up to these reports, these were all after hours, I believe. Everything was green by a lot. NASDAQ up over 1%, S&P over 1%, Dow up 0.5%. Pre-market, everything up again. NASDAQ up 0.5%. So Apple really the only one that's not hidden. And that was kind of predicted, but they actually did better than some of the naysayers. 10-year down to 3.88. Oil, 73.70. Gold, 2072, so that's going up. Silver, 23. And Bitcoin, 43,000. So that's still just hanging around. Okay, moving on to our trending headlines. And we got some good football headlines coming up here, too, for all you you footballers. I hate football. Whoops, sorry. So yesterday, number one, Inter Miami. 500,000 searches is, again, kind of just a dead news week all around. Especially if that's number one. Groundhog Day 2024. Puxtawani Phil declares in early spring. Right on, right on. And Pete is losing their minds.
Is Puxatani, isn't that from dude, the TV show? Everyone always compares it to Parks and Rec. I think it's at the same time.
You're talking about I don't know. Lewis Hamilton. In a surprise move, Lewis Hamilton ditches Mercedes, will join Ferrari. So F1 news there. Made a stock, talked about that already. It's absolutely gigantic. First ever dividend. And oddly enough, like a year ago, I think 2 years ago, it was a giant laggard in the market. It was down big time. And now it's up like 300% in the last year and a half or two years. Five, Black History Month. I feel like this is the first Black History Month in a while. Maybe I just haven't seen it, that I haven't really seen. This is the first real like headline I've seen about Black History Month.
Yeah.
Dan Quinn, Washington Commanders, hiring Dallas Cowboys defensive coordinator Dan Quinn as coach. So I think I saw there were six coaching positions open, and none of them went to Belichick.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a slap in the face to him.
Well, he wants a lot of the ownership is the thing. Like, he has a lot of, he has a big package deal that comes with his deal.
He wants ownership?
Well, not necessarily ownership, but I mean like ownership as like he wants the GM, the coaching. He wants to have control of every moving aspect of the team.
Interesting. Seven Lakers versus Celtics. Eight Real Madrid. Nine Darius Rucker. Darius Rucker, the country singer, pop singer, who was arrested in Williamson County on drug charges. Misdemeanor drug charges. Wolves versus Man United. Amazon. So Amazon stock. Talked about that. Killing it. Corbin Burns. Orioles acquire former Cy Young winner, Corbin Burns. It's kind of bizarre how, like, a lot of these guys, they'll win these awards and then get traded.
Yeah.
Twins did it with Johan Santana. Well, a couple years after he won his first one. We did it with Arias, like, this guy, I don't know. Sell them while they're hot, I guess. When their stock is all at an all-time high.
Yeah, but you get like a bunch of garbage players. I mean, it might play out. It's like, what?
Beetlejuice, Wisconsin basketball, child tax credit.
Joke, $200.
Child tax credit, is that what it is? Expanded business tax breaks get new life in bill passed by U.S. House. Is that the whole?
Yeah, right now it's $1,600 and it goes to $1,800. And just to mention, the Biden administration made sure that the $3,600 tax credit would have been guaranteed underneath him when he was pushing for the election. Because that's what it was during COVID.
So here it is. Yeah, this is, you're exactly right. The bill would expand the current child tax credit, which is up to $1,600 per child, to a maximum of $1,800 in 2023, $1,900 in 2024, and $2,000 in 2025. What a slap in the face.
Yeah.
So yeah, you're right. The tax credit, it reached a maximum of $3,000 or $3,600 for each child under 6 years old. Yeah, that's unfortunate. But yeah, they'll get to stand on this and say, we did this for you. You get $100 off. Yeah, a credit. And that's just a credit. You get to write an extra $200 off. So really, you're probably going to save about $60 after you write that off.
Yep.
Stupid. All right, 16 Buff, 17 Jamaica. Talked about that yesterday. Mr. and Mrs. Smith. They redid Mr. and Mrs. Smith, apparently. Oh, it's a series.
Yeah, I strolled by it last night. I didn't even know it was coming out, and it's just like, ah.
I feel like they have done a really poor job of advertising this.
Dude, this year, though, there's a lot of good stuff coming out, man. A lot of good stuff hitting the...
I said that last week, too.
Yep.
19 Apple stock. Talk about that. Apple stock falls after company gives outlook suggesting weak iPhone sales.
We got a super chat here from Dustin. Every time the guys talk about sports, I remember the song We Lack Sports by the Lonely Island Boys.
I'll have to check that out. I'm sure it's pretty funny. They had a few good songs. That was probably one of the most recent good things that SNL did. That's Andy, whatever his name is, right? That's what I'm thinking about? The Lonely Island Boys?
Yeah, yep, yeah.
All right, let's move on to corporate media here. Corporate media. We got Fox News. Fire chief confirms several fatalities after plane with engine trouble crashes into mobile home park. So it was pretty wild. Very wild. Can you imagine you're just having a, you know, TV dinner?
Yeah.
Watching Wheel of Fortune, and then all of a sudden, bam, you get freaking hit with a Cessna.
I think that's like Drop Dead Gorgeous.
Oh, yeah. What's the story on that one again?
Well, they blow up the trailer, but the way they did it, dude, it was like, yeah, I was just sitting there, and all of a sudden, Luis's thing fell right in my lap on my chair, and then the beer can melts through her hand.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's why she was running around with the beer can melt. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
That show is so underrated, man.
It really is.
I don't even know where you can watch that.
Watch on the plane, of all places. That's the last place I watched it.
CNN, Haley's latest jab is likely to infuriate Trump. So now CNN has moved on to backing, well, they've kind of been backing Haley, but her mention of money may anger Trump more than just about any other insult. And I don't think we don't have another primary or caucus until the end of this month, I believe. I think it's Nevada. Haley calls out Trump and his PACs for spending $50 million on legal fees. That's actually wild that he's able to spend that money on legal fees.
And she spent pretty close to that and still lost the caucus, so.
No, yeah, yeah. I think this is like, this doesn't have to do with the election, though. That's my point.
Yeah, yeah.
New York Times. New York Times, U.S. job growth is expected to be solid. Economists predict today's report will show hiring continued at a healthy pace in January as the labor market looks more as it did before the pandemic. Another thing to keep in mind with this is I just saw a headline. People with two jobs or more are at an all-time high.
Really?
Yep. There have never been as many people that have multiple jobs right now as there ever in the history of this country. So, and employment numbers are a joke. You got to look at labor force participation rate. That is the most important characteristic. And let's look that up right now. U.S. labor force participation rate. 62.5%. So really the true unemployment number is 37.5%. So everyone that is of working age, only 2/3 of them are working.
Yeah.
And some of those 37.5%, some of them obviously can't work. Some of them have true disabilities.
Just take away 10%.
Right. But if you, let's say.
I feel like that's pretty high.
Dude, if you just said, I don't want to work anymore, and you stop looking for a job,
yeah,
you will fall out of that unemployment number. If you're not actively looking for a job,
yep,
you don't count towards that unemployment number. Even though you're 30 years old and you're able-bodied and you can work. So it's an absolute joke. 62, this is shocking. So, yeah, when you see the unemployment numbers, they mean nothing. Absolutely nothing. It's just a political talking point. All right, Dave, you got birthdays?
Yeah. Let's see. All right, we have Data from Star Trek. That's a couple hundred years, but I always love those ones. Julia Fox is 34 from Uncut Gems. Ivan Perisic, soccer player. and Gerard Piqué, another soccer player. Those guys were pretty big back in, I would say, the 2008 days.
Who?
Gerard Piqué for Spain. And then, dude, it's weird. Croatia had a really good team on, like, FIFA because they had, like, a just stellar defense. Good goalie, good defense, good wings. Not really any good centers, but.
I would always pick the shittiest team and try to make them win.
Yeah. I always, dude, FIFA's the best because the worst team can beat the best team for sure. That's what I like about soccer is it. I feel like a lot of sports, you don't get that. It just is what it is. But Shakira, 47. Then it's kind of slim after that. Farrah Fawcett, 47-09. And let's see. I think I have one more, but. George Halas, dude, NFL championship. He was in it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years for the Bears. Never, feel like I've heard of him, but he's never in the.
George Halas?
Yeah, he's never in the conversation of like top coaches. And I feel like he should be. When you've 8 championships, I don't even care that it was back in the 20s. Like, it's a pretty big deal. All right, entertainment wise, we have. Big Fat Liar with Frankie Nunez. Kind of a underrated one.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've seen that.
Then we have...
What else was that guy in?
Dude, what was he? Let me click into it here. Because I like that he's a NASCAR... Or is it a NASCAR driver or is he trying to do F1?
I think it's like a NASCAR... Like the minor league... There's like tiers.
Yeah.
And I think he's in the NASCAR... It's not F1.
Okay, I couldn't
F1's
remember.
Pretty intense. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure I'm right.
Has like Agent Cody Banks. He's in Sharknado 3.
Yeah, Agent Cody Banks. That's what I'm thinking of.
And then, the TV show, dude. Had Bryan Cranston, Malcolm in the Middle.
How did I not think of that? That's, yeah.
Maybe the movie of the day, Black Sheep, 9-6. We got The Tinder Swindler came out in 22.
Wild.
Yeah, that one is insane. And the guy isn't in jail. He's still out there.
Still out there scamming people.
Which is the craziest thing, dude. How is he not in jail? Then Letters from Iwo Jima came out in 07. That's all we got.
Never synced it. All right, we got some trivia coming up here, but let's first get to not-so-trending headlines. And also, we're going to be doing our members-only stream. Be doing that around, we'll say, 8:20-ish. Gert, don't kill us if we're like 5 minutes late or early. But yeah, so stay tuned for that, folks. So, and maybe if you guys have questions about the book or anything like that, we'll talk more about it there. Don't want to... Yeah, you guys have heard us talk about it quite a bit, but I know, and I know a lot of you have questions. But we'll keep it to the members only stream.
We got a super chat from Happy. Doesn't say nothing. And then Esme, Substack app has been buggy. A couple of us have been having problems. My dear Magda can't interact on Substack after her phone updated. Send some help.
I'll try. Unfortunately, I have no.
Did you plug it, unplug it, and plug it back in?
Magda, did you turn your phone off and turn it back on? Quit being a smart ass.
Oddly, dude, that's like the number one solution. It fixes like most problems.
Usually, yeah. All right, let's get on here. So again, this morning, Puxtuani Phil did not see his shadow, which means he's now predicting an early spring. My little bastard. Little bastard groundhog. That's what I'm talking about. All right, we got a couple football headlines here for all of you that love football. USC superstar quarterback Caleb Williams and his camp do not want the Bears to pick him, per Colin Cowherd. Williams does not want to go to Chicago. I'm going to go ahead and say right now, I've said this, I do not want this guy on my team. A, this is a prima donna thing already.
Yeah. Eli did win 2 Super Bowls, though.
Yes.
He was the last guy that did. Elway did win a couple bowls.
Elway did the same thing?
Yep.
All right. Well, again, I just don't want that. And here, the guy paints his fingernails. I don't want that on my team.
Yeah.
I don't want that. That's, you know, oh, he's really good. I don't care. He's a Fruit Loop. I don't want him. That's not a leader.
Dude, there was a weird, because I was watching a lot of the old Disney flicks, and like, I feel like back in our generation, it was about girls playing with boys, as far as like, the movie Motocross was all about
like tomboys.
Yeah. Like how they, it's like, all right, I don't know. That made me think of that because it was very much our generation.
Little Giants.
Yeah, yep.
Icebox or whatever her name is.
By the way, that's free on YouTube now.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a good one for your oldest kid to start watching.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Another football headline here. Baker Mayfield is expected to make at least $40 million. So this is horrific news for Vikings fans because this just means that Kirk is going to get at least that. We knew that, but it's reported that he wants $45 million. He could probably go out on the open market and get $50 million if he wanted to. So, and the Vikings cannot afford that. And we can try it. We can pay him that, but we are not going to pay other positions. It's going to be a disaster. All right, next headline. Bud Light partners with comedian Shane Gillis after Dylan Mulvaney fiasco. I saw Bud Light somewhere else too. Maybe I saw him. It was on another podcast. But Bud Light, this protest has been over for a long time. If you guys didn't know that, I know some of you are hanging on to it. But at least around here, what, 6-7 months ago, it lasted for a couple months and everyone was just like, yeah, I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
It's the best tasting beer. I'm going to keep drinking it. So I made my point. Now I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
And that's where I feel like there is we have shifted from the Trump years where every single person on the planet was very engaged, very knowledgeable, or I shouldn't say knowledgeable, but very aware to a degree, whichever news they were watching. They were invested.
Yeah.
They had opinions about things. Now I think people are just like, I don't want to do it anymore. I'm done with this shit. I'm done watching the news.
Yeah.
I'm done with these stupid protests. I think people want normalcy. They're sick of it. So, and then, yeah, I think this is, if I'm Bud Light though, this is incredibly smart to attach yourself to probably one of the more popular comedians right now. If not the most popular, he's the one guy that I've talked about with multiple different friends. Like, have you heard that joke? Have you heard the Navy SEAL joke? Have you heard his Down syndrome joke?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, dude, so funny. All right. Now, this is a kind of a headline from last week, but I did not talk about it. College student takes bullet to the head, keeps partying for days without knowing it's there.
That is insane, dude. I just saw a video of a guy got shot in a drive-by, and dude, the bullet like deflected off of his shoulder blade and didn't like enter. It was the weirdest thing, and everyone's like, "Oh man!" And then he just hopped in the car and they started going at it again.
Wait, what happened?
So a drive-by, they were sitting like outside of his car, and like I think he was sitting right inside of it, and drive-by shot went through the back window, hit him in the shoulder blade, and it didn't like go in.
It just ricocheted.
And then everyone was freaking out, all of his buddies, and then they just hopped in the car, and then that was the last part of the video, so I'm moving on to the next thing.
Wild. Jimmy Kimmel suggests Joe Biden having dementia is a, quote, crazy conspiracy theory. Do you have dementia? Like, dude, it's pretty embarrassingly obvious that this guy is not, he's 81 years old. And it's very, very apparent. Talk about delusion. Talk about abusing your platform. This guy, he's been doing it for years, but talked about Dan Quinn. So there was the guy, the Democrat senator's aide, he made a porno in the Senate hearing room. He's not going to get charged with anything. So he made a porno in the Senate hearing room and is not going to get charged. What a world we're living in. let's see. We talked about the New York Community Bank yesterday. So here's a little bit more perspective on that. I didn't give you much for details, but this bank stock is collapsing. New York Community Bank stock, the bank that acquired the collapsed Signature Bank. So this absorbed another failed bank, extended losses to 45% yesterday in just 2 days. And this all came after the bank reported a fourth quarter loss of $260 million while they were expecting to gain $250 million. So a $500 million swing. Incredibly bad. The bank also reduced their dividend. So very, very concerning. Everyone should be concerned about this. The bank situation has not been solved. This will be one of a few banks that fail this time around. And hopefully the contagion doesn't spread to other places, but it's not looking good. And I've been saying this for a while. The red flags have been glaringly in everyone's face for years now, for a year and a half, 2 years. And people just keep, no, it's all whatever, man. Let's buy some more NVIDIA stock, dude. It only goes up. U.S. approves plans for strikes in Iraq and Syria. So here we go. We're going to more war, folks. Enjoy. Have fun. There's our tax dollars for the next 10 years. And what else we got here? Cori Bush's campaign pays $17,500 more to her husband, bringing his total to $120,000. Again, this is what they all do. It's disgusting. Pay their family members. But all right, let's get out of the cesspool that is politics, and let's do some trivia. Let's see here. Trivia coming on down now to you. All right, we got trivia with Dave here. If Dave gets one question right, you guys got to go check out his channel and check out all the fresh new contents. Dave's going through a transition phase on his channel here. So for the next, what, another 2 months?
Yeah, that's pretty close to it.
Another 2 months, he's doing a video a day. A lot of themed stuff. People seem to like it. The like ratio is insane on every video. So you got to go watch his videos and that's your punishment. All right, so let me get out of this thing here. Question number one. What country was the setting for both Rudyard Kipling's The Jungle Book and Gunga Din?
The rainforest.
What country?
Africa. South Africa.
You just said
Madagascar.
You said rainforest and Africa as a country, dude.
Well, I don't know, man. I don't know. It was based on, I thought it was a fake story.
Turn your brain on.
I have no idea.
India.
Oh, nice.
Idiots.
Didn't know it was based on a real location.
Let's see. The U.S. Army's elite 101st Airborne Division is known as the Screaming What? So what mascot?
Roadrunner.
What's the sign for the American? America.
Oh, the Eagles.
Yeah. I'm counting. You guys are going to watch Steve's channel. Which continent would you find the Amur River on? A-M-U-R.
I guess Africa.
Good guess, but not.
Asia.
Yep, Asia.
Idiots.
How many women speak in the film The Shawshank Redemption? This is a great question.
Maybe one.
Close.
Idiots.
Two.
Nice.
I'm trying to think. So I think the secretary, and I think his wife might say something.
Okay.
When he catches him cheating and he shoots him.
Yeah.
Spoilers. Don Diego's secret identity, Zorro, is the Spanish word for what animal?
Oh, man. They just made a new Zorro, too. I don't know.
Idiots.
Fox.
What? Well, then why is he all black? Why wouldn't he be orange?
Great question. Great question.
Makes no sense.
All right, last one here. Which creature's name translates as the lizard in Spanish?
I don't know.
Idiots.
Alligator.
Jeez.
All right, folks. We're going to end it there, and we're going to save most of the rest of our questions, unless you got super chats or anything.
Doesn't look like it.
All right, we're going to leave The rest to our Zed member stream. So stay tuned for that again around 8:15 to 8:20. Look out for that link on Substack. You should get an email, but sometimes that email is a little bit delayed. So head over to zedmedia.substack.com. That link will be available here in the next half hour, 45 minutes. So, Dave, do you have any parting words for today's stream?
Yeah, everyone have a great weekend. Enjoy what the weekend brings, because we got, I think, like a week of good weather before we get snow. So enjoy it.
All right, that's it for today's show. Till next time, till Monday morning, I'm Tyler Zed, and this is Zedcast.